Say, it's good to be here this morning. Appreciate the opportunity to be here this week. Appreciate the meeting thus far. Appreciate what the church has done for us, the people. Appreciate Brother John. Appreciate his church. Pray for them that they'll ever be a light to the Lord. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to be reading one verse out of the book of Genesis. Chapter number 4. Read one verse out of Hebrews. Chapter number 12. And one verse out of Galatians, chapter number 6. And I won't say I'm not backslid. But there's a story behind this thought that I'm going to preach on. So we'll explain today. We read our scripture in Genesis, chapter number 4. I'll read two verses in Genesis. Chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Hebrews chapter number 6 or 12 and verse number 24. And unto Jesus, the mediator of the New Testament, New Covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh greater things than the blood of Abel. And Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 14. The Bible said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. You may be seated if correctly reading these few verses of Scripture. And I kind of, a couple of weeks ago, a man gave me a CD of a fellow preaching, and he preaching on divorce and remarriage, and he didn't cut no slack whatsoever. And he preached maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and the church just froze up on him, sat down, and he just had to quit. And the man that gave me that CD, he said, I just want you to listen to it. Then he went on to say, he said, you can preach any their doctrine, whatever their doctrine is, you can preach it. And they'll swing from the chandeliers, they'll run the aisles, they'll turn flips, they'll do everything in the world. But said, you start preaching on the blood, or preaching on the cross, and they'll dry set you. You know what that tells me? That tells me that somebody needs to get right with God. Most of you know me, that know that when I preach, most time I kind of get rough. But I'm going to try to preach just for a little while this morning. The blood still cries. I don't care how many times you run the aisles, how many flips you turn, or how many chandeliers you swing from. I don't care how you change your dress code. I don't care how you change your language. I don't care how many good deeds you start to do. It's no good unless you've been to Calvary and got the blood. I'm going to say that when you get to Calvary and you get the blood, these other things is just as natural to be added to a child of God as it is for a chicken to go barefooted. But you notice in the reading here, the Bible said that Christ is blood. Cries a far better thing than what Abel's blood cried.
Amen.
Now Abel had Adam's blood in him. And Abel's blood was crying guilty, guilty, guilty out of the earth to the Lord of heaven.
Amen.
But I'm glad the blood of Christ, ain't God hit Christ, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Crying a far better thing. Had bless your heart, Brother Jones, I believe. With all my heart today, we're failing on preaching the cross and preaching the blood like we ought to. I really believe that all these other things that's been preached, I'm again every one of them. Anything that ain't necessary, leave it alone. But bless your heart. Unless the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you and draws you to God. Amen. Gives you a space of repentance. Ain't God, you humble yourself. Get down to the foot of the cross. Amen. Repent and get born again. Ain't nothing going to do you any good. Amen. I bless His holy name. Thank God, this got on my mind last weekend. I preached it twice last weekend. Amen. During Sunday school, they asked me a question. Amen. And before they got through, the whole church had done gathered around. I was preaching on the cross and on the blood. I went to the radio station, just finished a trial. I finished it out. But I didn't get shed of it. My friend, it's the blood. It's the blood. You look through the Word of God and you can find the cross all the way from Genesis 1 and 1 to the last book of the book of Revelation. And Paul said, God forbid that I should glory in anything save of the cross whereby I'm crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. That's our problem, the reason why we're not living right. The cross means death. Now, dying's the hardest thing to do that you will ever do. I don't know whether you've ever noticed it or not. Amen. Some of you country folks have. You can go out in a chicken pen. You can get an old chicken, wring that thing's neck. I throw it down, it'll flop over a quarter of an acre. Ain't got a fighting for its life. Ain't that just like us? When the Holy Ghost of God begins to deal with us, we'll fight. We'll war. We'll run. I will do everything to keep them coming out to the cross. Amen. Where our salvation is at. It's in the cross. It's in the blood. It's in the new birth. It's not in, well, bless His name, it's not in church membership. You can belong to every church in the state of Tennessee and bust hell wide open. Belong to every denomination. And as a man spoke here a while back, said there's 41,000 different denominations and every one of them is right. If you don't believe it, you go ask them. Over 7 billion people upon the face of this earth, and every one of them is right.
Yeah.
Bible said every man's ways is right in his own eyes. But I'll tell you the way that's right is through the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. You look back through the book. Every time you see deliverance, every time you see men set free, you can see the picture of the cross and the blood that does delivering. I'll bless your heart. I don't know why people shout so much over a church doctrine, but when you preach the blood and preach the cross, thank God they'll dry up. Look like they've been eating a crab apple. My salvation is in the blood. Amen. You know, when the children of Israel were down in Egypt, when they began to cry out to God, amen, and the Lord heard their cry, thank God, and He told them one more plague, I'm going to put on it, then they'll let you go. But He gave them some specific orders what to do. Amen, said, get you a lamb. Oh my, there you are. Get you a lamb. How you put that lamb up. Amen. I believe it's the 14th day. How you kill that lamb. How you get that blood. And you put it on the doorpost. Amen. And on the little over. Ain't that the cross? Amen. On this side. And on that side. And on that side. Thank God there was a cross. How that got them out of Egypt. I bless your heart, that's all. That'll get you out of sin. Here's the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more or nothing less. I feel like preaching. Amen. You study about it, friend. That's all we got. The glory in is the cross. If it wasn't for the cross, every one of us, just as well go out and get drunk and live it up. Eat, drink, and to be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. But I'm glad, thank God, one day I heard about the cross. I heard about the blood. Oh, men of God, they didn't have to preach me out in front of the television because they didn't have none in that day. I didn't have to preach again the cell phone because they wasn't no such thing. I didn't have to preach amen again computers because they wasn't any. They just preached the cross, preached me lost, and said if you'll get to Calvary, hallelujah, the blood will take care of all your sins. Blood on this side and blood on this side and blood overhead. That is the prettiest picture to me of the cross that I have ever seen. Oh, amen. Thank God again. Abel's blood was crying guilty. Guilty. You know what? I've got Adam's blood. And my blood that day when the man of God was preaching, my blood within me was crying. Guilty. 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 But bless your heart, when I got there at the foot of Calvary, hallelujah, and got all the blood, then it's a crying, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. Boys, let's preach a little bit more about the blood. I ain't backslid. I still preach again all that stuff, but my mind's on the blood. eighth people had to come in our midst when we as God's people live like the world, set amongst us lost, and us preachers have to preach our heart out to try to get you in line after we ain't got time to preach to the lost. Amen. It wouldn't hurt some church members how to make their way back to the cross. It wouldn't hurt the church member, amen, to get all the blood again. It wouldn't hurt the church member how to get washed again. Hallelujah. God bless your heart. It's time we realize it's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood that does the job. I try to get you to leave me alone. Amen. You look at that there. How then you look when he delivered them out and got them to the Red Sea. How you look there. How the Red Sea was in front of them. Moses and his crowd behind them. A mountain on this side. A mountain on that side. Thank God they got faint hearted. And said, there's no way out. How'd you ever get that way before you got saved? Yes, you did. How'd you got to where? How you didn't see no hope nowhere? Out to the left hand, to the right, up or down. Thank God, but God told Moses, how you stretch out your rod over the sea. And God rolled the waters back. Amen. The prettiest picture of the cross that I've ever seen. Brother Henderson, on this side was the cross. On that side was the cross. Amen. Straight ahead, dry land. Straight behind them, dry land. It was the cross that got them through. How the Red Sea. Our friend, the cross is the only thing that I ever get you forgiveness here on this earth. I'm going to hush just in a minute. Amen. Boy, how we need the cross today. You remember blood, Abel's blood, crying guilty. 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 Do you remember that day when you in your heart were standing before God? Everything about you was crying out guilty. 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 Preacher doing everything but calling your name. You was guilty. But when you made your way down to the altar with a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit, and you fell down to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You bowed down. You humbled yourself. You done like Paul. Hold on, saying, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Puke on this mess, getting saved now, making him Lord later. He's Lord, I don't care what you do. He's Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name. I'm telling you, folk, we need some blood priest in our day. We need some cross. Oh, I still preach against sin. I ain't slacked off one bit. Amen. I've just added on through the years. But now my mind's studying. That bothered me when that man told me, said, you can preach on the cross or you can preach on blood, and the church would dry set them. I don't know about you, but that kindly made me angry. God bless your heart. If the blood don't stir you, ain't something wrong with you. If the cross don't stir you, ain't something wrong with you. You need the Holy Ghost ought to pay you another visit and stir you up again. Two pretty pictures of the cross. Got about four of them in the Bible that I want to get to. You remember when they got the children of Israel out, and they come to the water, and they was bitter. And they begin to cry about that bitter water. And the Lord showed Moses a tree. Said, you cut that tree and throw it in the water. You remember when your water was bitter?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
You remember when you drank it, there was death in it?
Yes.
You go back and drink, and you go back and drink, and you go back and drink, Dale, and you never could get satisfied.
You're right.
But when he put that tree, that's the prettiest picture of the cross I've ever seen. I put that tree in that water. It becomes sweet. Hallelujah. That water becomes sweet. It was life in that water. I'm glad when I got to the cross, I got to the living water. Hallelujah. I got to something that put life in me. I ain't as dead yet as you think I am. Boy, you remember that old bitter water, don't you? Yeah, but when you got to Calvary, that tree, boy, how sweet it was. I telling someone back a while ago, hey man, I remember how the morning that I got saved by the good grace of God. I didn't just one day make a decision. God made it for me. Let me put this in. I sat at the house the other day and just like a light come on. You might not think nothing in there, but every once in a while a light come on. These folks are going around today, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't that make you want to puke? They leaving off half of it. The first part of that scripture is repentance toward God.
Amen.
Then faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Leaving off the repentant part.
Yes, sir.
If you don't preach repentance, you need to repent.
Amen.
Wouldn't hurt if you're a preacher. If you won't preach on repentance, wouldn't hurt if you change your paper, then go home, turn that to a 4-foot television on, cross your feet, and just watch Joyce Meyer. Ain't a thing in the world wrong with preaching what God's Bible said. God's Bible said plain, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Thank me on God, it's penance, repentance. From Genesis, and the Revelation, God requires repentance. Taking God's side with God against your own self.
Yes, sir.
Right.
But that was a pretty picture of Calvary throwing that tree in that bitter water. Brother Townsend's family sings a song. I've heard him sing it for several years and never has cranked me. But a few months back was having a revival of that church. My oldest granddaughter sung it. Then I got the meaning. He satisfied. He satisfied. You know, Rick, you look in John chapter 4 where the woman, she left her water pot when she got satisfied. A lot of this stuff here we having problem with, we just need to get to the well. Get a good drink of water. Then you ain't got no use for that water pot. I ain't got no use for that dumb television. What I want that sorry thing for? I've got all the problems I'm handling right here. God help me. One more instance and I'll hush. You remember one time when God, Elijah prayed and God shut up the heaven that it come a famine. And God sent Elijah out by the brook and told him, you go dwell at the brook. said, I've commanded the raven to feed you. He went out to the brook, sat down beside that brook. Raven brought him fish, bread, and meat for dinner and for supper. Amen. And for breakfast, or however how many times he brought it, but he brought it to him. But by and by, the brook dried up. Somebody said, Elijah backslid, his brook dried up. He's just as much in the will of God when that brook dried up as he was when it was running like a Coosie River. Now God said, now you go over yonder to Zarephath. I said, I've commanded a widow woman over there to sustain thee. And the Bible said he got up and went over there. And this widow woman, I come out. Amen. Elijah said, make me a cake and bring me some water. He says, I've only got just a little meal and a little oil. I'm going to make me and my son a cake. We're going to eat it. And we're going to die. You know what she's doing out there? You ever study about this? I wondered and wondered and wondered. One day the Lord turned the light on. She is gathering two sticks. That's a prettier picture of the cross that you'll ever see in this Bible. God commanded him to go out there. God commanded her to sustain him. God put the meal in that barrel. God put the oil in that bottle. And God made it stay. So therefore, it was the cross, amen, that redeemed Elijah, redeemed the woman, and redeemed her son. Remember, Abel's blood cries guilty, guilty, guilty. The Lord could hear it. But my blessed Lord, His blood cries, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven.